Commentator Baxter Black is no dude rancher. For him, cowboy culture is a way of life, though sometimes an aquatic one.
South of Kansas City on the Missouri side, it's possible to get into the woods pretty quick, both geographically and philosophically. It's not easy to gather cows out of that country either. Steve-O was known around the countryside as good help when you needed a cowboy, so it was no surprise when Randy called. "I've tried to trap her," he said, "bait her, sneak up on her, even chase her down, but she's just too smart for me. Maybe two of us can get her caught." Well, the next morning, Steve-O unloaded his horse. Randy saddled up, and they rode into the quarter-section pasture. "There she is," said Randy, pointing out a brockle-faced angular cow that appeared to have some camel blood in her lineage at first sight of the two cowboys shaking out their ropes. The cow headed for the three-section tank dam. Randy raced behind her as she started a circumnavigation around the tank to the left. Steve-O swung back the other direction to cut her off. On the back side of the tank, the riders were charging each other like jousting knights. Realizing her predicament, and using her cow knowledge of cowboys' fear of water, the cow veered to the starboard and jumped olympically into the pool. She swam to the middle and stopped. She could still reach the bottom, but only her head showed hippo-like on the surface. "We've got her now," hollered Randy, rope in hand, dismounting and leaping into an ancient rowboat at the water's edge. "Hold my horse!" Steve-O watched incredulously as Randy shoved off and began oaring towards this crocodilian cow. With the ease of a lobster man roping a buoy, Randy dropped his rope over the cow's head and took two half-hitches around the bowsprit, thinking, I guess, to tow her in. She had other ideas. With renewed energy, she found her footing on the seafloor and began towing him to the bank. His hat blew off, and he fell backwards as she gained speed. He resorted to colorful sailor language, till with oars flailing and spurs jingling, they reached the shore. She actually speeded up once on firm ground. It is easier for a cow to drag a smooth-bottom rowboat over rough ground than it is to pull a wagon over it, Steve-O noted as he watched the odd conveyance careen through the rocks, brush, puddles, and deadfall that littered the landscape. Steve-O actually thought to try and rope the cow, but his good horse had never seen a cow pulling a rowboat and thus refused to participate. Well, it didn't take long for the bottom of the boat to disintegrate, leaving Randy riding the keel. Eventually, the craft lost its landworthiness and capsized. The cow escaped, dragging a skeleton of boards and beams, which actually allowed her capture 2 hours later when she got hung up in the woods between two saplings and an old still. She'd dried off by then.
The comments of cowboy poet, philosopher, and former large animal veterinarian Baxter Black. Rand Brooks, the actor who played the part of sidekick Lucky Jenkins in the Hopalong Cassidy movies during the mid to late 1940s, died Monday in California. He was 84 years old. Brooks also played Corporal Randy Boone on the television series Rin Tin Tin and made guest appearances on other Western TV shows, including The Lone Ranger, Maverick, and The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok.